Tuesdays with Tim Stearns. It's always great to talk to you, my friend, on a down day like this in the markets, Tim. It's always a good reminder out there that, and look, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what's happening next. But it is always a good reminder to just know that you need to plan for a retirement that could involve the stock market, I don't know, going down at some point, right?
Yes, and I think people have become, you know, have a recency bias where they think that it's always just going to keep continuing. And, you know, my gray hair tells me that it won't always continue like this.
Yeah. In fact, I think we have such recency bias that even 2022, which was a down year, boy, we just rallied right back, right? It was a bear market for, did it even last a year? I don't even think so. I don't think the bear market even lasted a year that time, Tim.
You're correct. It was like a bouncing ball. It came right back, thank God. But I don't think a lot of people understand that. And I'm seeing a lot of people come talk to us that, you know, they have way too much exposure.
Yeah, meaning like they're in stocks, essentially.
Yes, and they're always playing the high flyer ones, your Magnificent Sevens that are, you know, today's darling is tomorrow's dog type of stuff, and that scares me.
So they're not even diversifying within the stock market?
No, not at all. They have FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. So they sit there and they play the hot hand, if you will, which is, you know, your retirement should not be like playing blackjack at a casino.
But it's been so much fun the last 10 years, Tim.
Yes.
This will always last.
But I'll tell you, we have people, April 30th, when the tariffs hit and all that stuff, a lot of people got pretty scared, and that now they've forgotten about that. So it's we are here to hold people's hands and also to make sure that they don't harm themselves too.
I wanted to do something today where I create this fictional person simply because, like, to actually like put some numbers down. Look, I don't think anyone out there is going to mimic exactly what this fictional guy I'm calling Mike is.
Sure.
But I think it's like important to hear how you have that conversation with this guy. And I think then people can go, oh, okay, I'm kind of near there. I'm kind of at that age, and kind of get a sense for how you operate. Does that sound good?
I love it. Yeah. Okay. I really do.
So here's fictional Mike. I just named him after my dad, but I don't think these were his circumstances. So Mike is 62 years old. Mm-hmm. We're going to say he's got $1.5 million in his 401k. So great job. Saved up some money. He's also got $200,000 in a Roth IRA, meaning he's done with the taxes on that. He's got about $50,000 in cash, and the house is paid off. I think we have a lot of people out there that are around this line. He doesn't quite know when he wants to retire, let's say in the next couple years, 64, 65. He thinks he can delay taking Social Security till 70 maybe, though he doesn't know exactly how he's going to do it. He's got one kid left in college, maybe another $20,000 he's got to pay there. I think this mimics maybe a lot of the – is this like a kind of a average person that might walk in with you, Tim Stearns?
Yeah, it really is. Okay. I mean, these are real numbers, absolutely.
Okay, so what is the first thing you're saying to Mike when he walks in the door?
Besides, we flip a coin and tell him he's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
We literally want to ask them if he's
married, let's say, what does retirement look like for you guys? Okay. And just kind of, and what keeps you up at night? And we start there. A big thing that we are finding is people want to talk and just kind of talk through almost like a therapy session about, you know, what keeps them up at night. If something happens to me, what happens to her? Or something happens to her, what happens to me type of stuff. So we're going to ask them, what are your dreams and aspirations?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Mike, I know, likes to travel, but nothing like, he's not taking these extravagant cruises every year. We want to go, we're married, me and someone. Want to go to Europe like once every 2 or 3 years, right? I like golfing. So let's say I want to be more of a golfer. But again, we're not going to Arizona to do it. We're just doing it around the area. Fishing, maybe we have a dream of buying maybe a little lake house one day up north in the next maybe 5 or 6 years. So that's what retirement looks like for Mike.
Sure. So we're going to want to know, actually, we'll try to get pen to paper because we want to understand what's going out the door. Most importantly, what are going to be your bills in your early years? And we're going to map this out, and we're going to go out plus 30 years because, you know, most retirements nowadays, someone is still going to be alive in 30 years from them, from there if they're around 62 years old. And we're going to target what their annual income range that they want to be.
Okay. I think that's important because I think a lot of people go, well, the house is paid off, so I'm not spending a lot of money without recognizing those other spending costs that are part of life, including the taxes, let alone on the house, let alone more than that.
Right. And what are the spending changes going to be? You know, if they're going to retire at 64 and he's going to wait till 70, he's not going to have Social Security. So we want to literally map out the route that we're going to get to there. And we have to look at what their expenses are. And then, of course, the most important thing is what are their guaranteed in income sources? So this guy, I need to bridge him for at least, you know, 5 to 6 years till he gets to Social Security. So we need to figure that out. Now we're going to start to do a deep dive into what kind of assets he has and where are they allocated.
Well, let's do that with our friend Mike in just a moment. We're just getting started with Mike, and perhaps you're seeing some echoing of your financial future in these questions with Tim Stearns. By the way, Tim, what's the number people can reach you at if they're heading out the car?
The best way to do it is 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
Tuesdays with Tim Stearns. We're doing a hypothetical retirement chat with a guy named Mike, who's 62, got $1.5 million in a 401k, $200K in a Roth IRA. He wants to retire in a couple of years, and he's starting to realize, Tim, that he doesn't have answers to all of your questions. Hasn't maybe thought through this thoroughly enough because, what, he's going to try and go till 70 without Social Security? That's 5 years. You and right. I just added up the expenses. It's going to be a lot more than he realized. So we need to get him right. some income. So where are you getting this quote-unquote income from when you look at his plan?
Well, a lot of people think it's just stocks and bonds and everything falls into play after that. But you have to really understand, you know, what is he open to some proactive tax planning? Because first of all, most of his money is, to your point, in taxable, tax-deferred money. So he's going to have required minimum distribution starting at age 73. That can lead to Medicare premiums, and then higher tax brackets lead to surcharges on what you're paying in Medicare. And after that, people's brains kind of shut off. So yep. What we do is we try to nibble on these questions with them to kind of feel them out, so that we're going to show them, you know, just like, you know, leaving breadcrumbs as to how to get back to somewhere. We're going to lead them, you know, on the path of retirement. So okay. We're going to look at what their income sources will be. We have Social Security. Where else are we going to get that from? And we see how open they are to things like annuities. Maybe they have a pension. Maybe they have, a dividend program that they'd be interested in us doing for them. Those are the things that we're going to look at.
Especially to bridge that early gap, right? If this guy really wants to retire early, okay, right. that Roth of $200,000 is not going to carry him over 5 or 6 years, most likely. So, no. Okay, maybe this guy is open to some fixed income. But I think people get worried when they hear the word annuity and think,
yep.
Oh, Tim's going to take $1.5 million plus $200. He's going to take $1.7 million, buy one annuity, and then this guy's stuck for life. That's not what you do.
No, not at all. And you'd never put that amount into an annuity. But you do need to figure out how you're going to bridge that gap with something that is not going to be subject to the market, because we need to have the ability to pay our bills. You know, everyone thinks it depends, you know, about how much if he has enough money, but really it's whether he has enough income. Mm. And so we need to figure that out and show him how a guaranteed sources of income would take a lot of pressure off the portfolio.
So you'll run some numbers. You'll show some different ways about doing that. I imagine one right. of the questions you're asking is like, how? I think you mentioned, like, how do you sleep at night? Are you literally being like, if the market goes down blank percent, are you calling me every 5 seconds because you're freaking out? Is that the sort of vibe check you're trying to do?
Yes, we have a really good software that we can determine what someone really is as far as risk. Is risk tolerance. A lot of people will tell you one thing, and then when the market does something, they are a totally different human being. And so you want to make sure that they're keeping true to themselves, and our program does that.
I know you talk about longevity and legacy mm-hmm. and all this other great stuff, which is why it's great to go with you, because you kind of got it all in one place, right? You're a certified right. financial planner. It's holistic. It's wide-reaching. And someone might listen to our conversation, and I don't want them to clam up and worry because – you're asking a lot of questions that maybe people don't have the answers to. That's okay, right? They can walk in the door. In fact, I bet most people walk in the door unaware of maybe the questions you're going to ask and kind of do what I'm doing with you right now, this, ooh, I don't know. And then you can kind of show a couple different options.
The first meeting is literally having them talk and take us through kind of where they're at. And then usually what we'll do is give them some homework, because there are people who talk a big game that they're ready for retirement, but they don't want to do the homework. And I can't work with someone like that. You know, I'm happy to help you. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much money you have, but you have to put some work into it too.
I like that. Right. I mean, you can't help someone until they know what they want for themselves, or what they
Absolutely.
Or what they think they might at least want. The other thing,
exactly. And you take them through the process. Once they get that back to us, that's where the rubber meets the road, and we can actually start to do some planning. And then we'll let them come in, and we do a whole, you know, show them kind of what we're looking at. You know, do they want to do legacy, you know, where they leave money to the kids? My dad's joke was always he wanted to bounce, you know, his last check. Well, my mom lived another 12 years and she's still going, thankfully. So that wouldn't have been real good.
Yeah, no, right. Good point. I think at the end of the day, we all want to know, am I able to retire? But I think, as I've learned on this show, and what you'll walk people through, is it's not necessarily a binary thing. It's not always a yes or a no. It's a, well, let's dive deeper into this and really see what your life in retirement could be. And there's a lot of other factors, which maybe leaves people uncomfortable. But you're coming from it from a very non-judgmental standpoint. And I think a lot of people who are listening right now may be in better position than they even realize. Do people sometimes walk in the door expecting a, you can't retire yet, and you are able to inform them, guess what? You're doing better than you think.
I had a referral from one of my favorite clients, and her sister wouldn't call me for like 2 years. And when she finally did, I said, what took you so long? And she said, because I thought you'd tell me no. And when we got the numbers together, she was more than good. In fact, she worked an extra 2 years, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay. She got a little extra on top. Tim, this is a really great just to like walk through it. I appreciate you kind of doing the numbers with me. 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256, to have this exact sort of conversation with Tim. Reliable, nice guy. He's going to give you a little homework, but you're going to get to the finish line together. Tim, as always, it's a great segment, and I appreciate you joining us every Tuesday.
Thanks, John. It was my pleasure. I'm happy to help.